comments came into us yesterday in relation to GPs and to the South Dock service, and stories of how busy the service has been getting and people waiting on calls for support. Some people hoping and wanting that pharmacies should be open later in the night if an emergency happens, and GPs in general should be open longer, was a suggestion from one of our listeners. Dr. Gary Stack is with South Dock, is with us on the line. Gary, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Morning to listeners.
Thanks for joining us in the programme. Look, Gary, can you paint a picture for us of how things have been going over the last while? Our GP system, is it still under pressure? Are things still incredibly busy?
Yeah, well, I suppose the good point is that the respiratory thing has settled down some bit, but GP certainly remains under significant pressure. Cases are more complex, take more time. A lot of extra visitors in the county, a lot of Ukrainians obviously as well in the county, and both in hours and out of hours there are significant pressures.
Are we seeing...
Last year, for instance...
Yeah, sorry, go on, Gary, yeah.
Sorry, last year we had South Dock looked after 233,000 patients. The previous normal year was 2019, it was 221,000. That's almost a 5% increase compared with the previous year, the year of 2019. And so far this year, we're almost 10% up on the same period of last year.
Almost 10% up on last year, which was a record year.
But no, 2019, I suppose, was the record year.
Sure,
COVID,
yes.
Well, the numbers were some bit artificial. And there was a lockdown, I suppose, temporary lockdown
skewed
at the beginning
fingers.
Of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would account for some of the increase, but not all.
Yeah, okay, so that tells its own story. We saw figures out from the INMO yesterday that 651 patients were waiting for a hospital bed in Irish hospitals. Does that follow on then from telling a story of pressure on GPs in the community?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're not in a position to organise beds. Previously, 20 years ago, we would have rang the hospital, made our case for a patient who was ill and needed either investigation or treatment. That's no longer possible. Realistically, everything has been channeled for the last 20 years, channeled through A&E, and we don't have direct access to beds. So it was the bed situation that prompted them to run everything through A&E, and that has just added to the problems.
Are some people going into A&E because they can't get access to their GPs? Is that part of the issue?
That's quite possible, I'm afraid, because for the first time ever, I think we're seeing patients out of hours, patients who cannot get a GP appointment during the day. And for the first time ever, also patients who are not able to register with a GP due to lack of GP numbers.
And that's something that does need to be addressed. Are you still having issues, Gary, with visas for doctors who come and work for you?
No, I mean, I suppose that was a South African issue particularly, that has eased. But they're still trying to attract people here is not easy. Many of those doctors work what we call the red eye, the overnight shifts around Cork and Kerry. So the access to them has eased a bit. But I suppose the daytime services, the pressure on daytime services is significant now as an out of hours. And it's the GPs who work during the day who are providing the bright eye services up to late at night.
Yeah, and that's its own story.
GP.
Yeah. Heading into this weekend, would you be worried that people over socialising, perhaps indulging in drink, cause pressure on EDs and consequently on South Dock, or is that a stereotype of people become more mature in March and St. Patrick's Day?
There's probably a bit of truth in it. The normal weekend we would see 2,500 patients. Bank holiday weekend you'd add another 1,200 to that. I suppose there are a few distractions this weekend. You have the parades, which will keep people busy. You have the Ireland England rugby match. And we have Kerry and Roscommon on Saturday evening, so that might keep people tuned in to themselves.
It may be more of an issue for the emergency departments. There is talk of the voluntary ban on a sale of alcohol from off licences in place up to 4 p.m. in Dublin City Centre. Now, it's voluntary, but that's obviously recognition of the problem and the pressures that come on emergency departments on this day. Is that something that should be tried here, perhaps, maybe?
I just saw that yesterday. It was a novel idea. They've obviously had the experience in central Dublin previously with the vast crowds they would have for the parades. and they think it's a good idea to reduce the risks. Again, a lot of families there, so I think it would be a good idea as well when families are around. So something could be looked at, maybe, yes.
Okay. A final point for you, Gary, and something raised by a listener yesterday. If something happens at a weekend or when South Dock is there and someone needs, let's say, an antibiotic and doesn't want to wait for 2 or 3 days, depending on, let's say, it happens on a Friday night or a Saturday night and they can't get it till Monday morning, is that an issue? Should there be pharmacies open later in Kerry that people can access?
That's very much an ad hoc basis. We have one here in Killarney that opens quite late and opens throughout the day and over the weekends. And up to late in the evening, but that's very much an ad hoc arrangement in each area. We would carry some stocks, but not a huge amount. And there's a lot of medicines that we would not, the vast array of medicines we would not be able to carry in South Dock. But that is something between HSE and the pharmacies themselves as to how they organise that.
Yeah, would that depend, I suppose, on the individual business themselves as to what they do to cover a particular area rather than, let's say, demand and actually making money from it?
That's probably a bit of both. The bigger towns could do, or would, it's easier to provide that service in the bigger towns. Traditionally, in the smaller towns, even on Sundays, the pharmacy would often open after Mass on Sunday and late morning, kind of up to lunchtime.
Okay, Can I ask you, Gary, as you head into the weekend, what are you saying to the public on behalf of South Dock in terms of, I suppose, how busy it may get or how understanding they may have to be?
Okay, there are 30 phone lines and the phone lines have never been overwhelmed. So if you get through to South Dock and if you hear your recording, your call will be got to and the call will be prioritised independent on the severity of the issue. So if you don't despair, if you hear a recording and you're waiting for a while, your call is in the queue and you will be gotten to.
There will be a response. You are in a queue.
There will be a response, yeah.
Okay, Gary, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. As we head into this weekend, as we head into a situation where our hospitals, unfortunately, are under severe pressure, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, in terms of the number of people waiting on beds, the worst hospitals affected, Limerick on one side of us, Cork on the other side of us, 13 people yesterday in Kerry, isn't too bad, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the country and how bad it has been in the past.